might decide to be a builder someday, but I'm not building anything now, am I?
Actually, you are. The question is, what kind of foundation are you building on? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. If you know anything about building, you know that the foundation is the most important part. It's just like that with your life, too. Listen to what Jesus says in Luke chapter 6, verse 48. They are like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. Our story today is called The Brick House, Part 1. Look over there, William. That's where I'll be laying bricks soon, said Dad. Want to take a look? Sure, said William. Dad pulled up to the curb and they got out and walked over to the site. What's going to be built here? Asked William. A house, answered Dad. A brick house. He walked all around, viewing the groundwork from every angle. Do you remember the house that was destroyed in the heavy windstorm the other day? Dad asked. It fell because it was built on a poorly constructed foundation. I wanted to check out the foundation of the one that will be built here. I'd hate for a house where I do the bricklaying to topple so easily. Me too, said William. What about you, William? Are you building on a solid foundation? Me? William was surprised by Dad's question. I might decide to be a builder someday, but I'm not building anything right now. Oh, yes, you are, said Dad. You're not building a house of bricks or wood, but you're building your life house day by day. Jesus talked about building our lives on a solid foundation. Do you know what that is? Sure, replied William. It's Jesus. Since I've trusted him to be my Savior, I'm building my life on him. Good, said Dad. When the rock, Jesus Christ, is the foundation for your life house, you can stand firm in the storms of life. Jesus promises to be with you and help you through the times when trouble comes to you here on earth. And because you trust in him, you'll never have to face the greatest storm of all. The Bible says the punishment for sin is death and eternal separation from God. But Jesus has saved you from sin and has given you eternal life with him. But what do you think would happen if your life house was built on sand, on anything or anyone but Jesus? William grinned and began singing a song he had learned in church. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the house on the sand fell flat. Dad joined him on the last verse. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. Build your life on the Lord. Well, how about you? What are you building your life on? Do you think you'll make it to heaven because you go to church or do good things? If so, you're building on sand, not the rock, and your life house will fall flat. Jesus is the rock, the only solid foundation. He's the only one who can save you from sin and give you eternal life. You can only stand firm by putting your trust in him. To learn more about what it means to put your trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse today is found in 1 Corinthians 3:11.
No one can lay any foundation other than what has been laid down. That foundation is Jesus Christ.
And our key thought for today, build your life on the rock, Jesus. Lent is coming up, and it's a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge leading up to Easter. Thank God for his blessings and ask him for help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the Keys for Kids 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.